Well, good morning, everyone. This is Bernd Strom, the Strommer from SoccerSpecific.com in the boot room with Phil Whetton. Phil, say hello to the folks.
Hello, everyone out there.
Great. Hey, can you tell us just a little bit about your soccer journey, how you've come to love the sport, and what brought you to the United States to work with the U.S. national team?
Originally, obviously, growing up in England, everyone is mad about the sport of soccer, or football, as we call it. I originally came over to the States just on a holiday, and one thing led to another. I started coaching in some camps, played for a few different teams over here, and then was fortunate enough to coach at Southern Connecticut State University, where we won a number of national championships in the 90s. And from there, I moved to the Metro Stars, and things have gone on and on from there.
Wonderful. So tell me what, you know, as you look at the different levels of play, from collegiate to Metro Stars to the national level, how do you kind of see the progression in terms of ability? I mean, what makes for a really great college player? What makes them a good professional player, and then also to make it to the national team?
Well, I think one of the things, technical ability has to be very, very good. Relatively technical, and as you move up the ladder, obviously your touch on the ball is supposed to be exceptional. But one of the major differences, though, from level to level, is the ability to make decisions on the ball and see the game. So really reading the game tactically and being able to take advantage of space on the field, or knowing when and how to deal with different situations.
So as you've watched different things happen, you've been invited to be a part of the national team programs, both the women's and the men's. How did that come about? What kind of an invitation is that, and what do you do with your job particularly?
Well, I've been with the women's national team for the last 3 years. As part of the women's national team, I was assistant and goalkeeper coach. My primary responsibilities were to train the goalkeepers. But one of the things that I did a lot of was a lot of scouting, a lot of video analysis, breaking down opponents. I also did a lot of individual video work with players, a lot of different individual training ideas with players. And recently, as recently as January, actually, I was called in with the men. And my primary responsibility now with the men, since I'm with them full-time, is to train the goalkeepers.
And are you still involved with the women, or is it just with the men at this point?
Right now it's just with the men. I've made the switch over from the women's side to the men's side, and that's now become full-time.
Okay. And so you've just finished you had a friendly with England, and then you're in the midst of qualifying right now. Tell me a little bit about the preparations that you're going through with your keepers as you prepare for these qualifiers.
Well, the thing with the keepers that we've had in the qualification process, we've had Casey Keller and Marcus Hanneman, both of which are seasoned professionals. They're both coming off long seasons abroad. Marcus Hanneman played every minute of every game for Reading in the championship, and Casey Keller, although he didn't play a lot for Tottenham this year, he moved to Southampton and then to Borussia Mönchengladbach. So he's been bouncing around Europe. So for those guys in particular, it wasn't so much about doing a lot of coaching. It was more about keeping them fresh, keeping them at the top of their game.
Sure.
But it should be at the end of their season.
Sure. So as you, in the midst of having guys come and get ready for a friendly, you have them for a week or something like that, and then they go back to their clubs. What do you do in the meantime as guys go back to their club teams?
Well, as I said, I've just come into this position with the men full-time. One thing that Bruce has asked me to do is keep track of the goalkeepers, both the ones playing abroad and the domestic goalkeepers.
Mm-hmm.
And stay in touch with them as far as their training habits, stay in touch with their coaches, making sure that they're getting what they need. And obviously evaluating players, watching all the MLS games, watching the strong games where we have keepers, and evaluating the players and reporting back to the head coach.
Sounds like a great job. I wouldn't mind having that, going around watching games and such. Sounds great. Hey, the United States seems to have done well at developing goalkeepers. It seems to be on its way to developing other players, field players and such, but it seems like the United States has done well at the goalkeeper position. Do you have any thoughts on that?
My main thought on that is that most of the sports that are played in this country involve tremendous hand-eye coordination. And, you know, they require quick footwork, tremendous hand-eye coordination, such as basketball, baseball, you have to have quick footwork and good hands. Basketball, obviously, you have to have good footwork and good hands, and a lot of jumping ability. And I think that naturally breeds good athletes. And that's why the athletes that are choosing to play the position of goalkeeper are finding that they're being very, very successful, just because of the culture in the United States.
So you mentioned that Marcus Hanneman and Casey Keller are both aging a little bit. And what's on the horizon as these guys kind of begin to see their careers ebb away?
Well, obviously there are a number of younger players playing overseas. If you look at the U-20s right now, we have Quinton Westberg, who's playing in France. But the most obvious talent that people know about is Tim Howard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tim's still in his mid-20s. He's definitely the future of U.S. goalkeeping. You know, he went through a rough patch at Manchester United. And obviously Manchester United have recently signed Edwin van der Sar. But the thought process there is to continue to let Tim evolve and grow. And, you know, Edwin van der Sar is a seasoned professional who can step in at any time or be the first choice keeper until Tim meets the standards that Manchester United set.
Hey, as we kind of wrap this up, I know you're on your way to a meeting, but I wanted to ask you, what do players think of you, Phil? What is it that when they refer to Phil Wedden as a coach, what would they remark about?
It depends whether it's public or private, I guess. You don't really know what players say about you. I would hope that players would say that I'm knowledgeable about the position. I run good training sessions that are applicable to the game. My coaching points are valid. And obviously, every coach wants a player to say that they enjoy working with them.
Sure. Well, Phil, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time. And I'm guessing that the players do believe those things about you. And continued success in the journey towards qualifying for the World Cup. And we'll hope to see how things progress and we come away with a World Cup championship next 2006. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
This is Bernd Strom, the Strommer from the Boot Room at SoccerSpecific.com. Thanks again and have a great day. Bye-bye.